Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It just helps to get the podcast out to other people. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram at Strong in the Saddle. I will say that I have taken a bit of a hiatus from Instagram and social media pretty much entirely. I haven't posted in 3 weeks, maybe. I just really, really needed a break. So I've just stepped away for a little bit. So I would still encourage you to follow, because there's a very good chance that at any moment now I will suddenly miss social media and will want to go back on there again. And then all of a sudden I'll be posting all sorts of stuff. So head over there and be sure to subscribe and follow on Instagram. All right. So as you would know, if you've been following along for this past summer, I purchased a 3-year-old gelding in May and have spent the summer and now here into the fall working on him. Diesel was well started when I got him, but he's not finished. He's not ready to make his debut at the reigning Alberta shows, which I would eventually like to compete in those with him. So I've been plugging away, working on the concepts that I know will build up to create a finished reigning horse. It's slow work. It's honest work. It's humbling work. There have been some days where I've been so happy with our progress. There are some days when it just feels like everything has finally started clicking and we're really making progress. All of those hours in the saddle have finally started paying off. And then all of a sudden, I can have a day where I feel like everything is coming off the rails. Drills that we've practiced and practiced feel like they're getting worse. And I start to have thoughts that I have no business doing this and that I need to send him out for training ASAP. Those days suck. I'll give an example of a day that I had like that. There's a drill that I've done with Diesel since the middle of August. It's called the shoulder up drill. If you guys watch my YouTube channel, you would have seen it. So how it works is, at a jog, you ask your horse to turn a very small circle by lifting up your inside rein. That is the only cue. Ideally, your horse would be super soft to the rein. They would bend their head around nice and soft and low, and they would continue jogging at the pace they had been going. Bring their shoulders around to create a nice, small, round, soft circle. So on this particular day, this is not how it looked. For the most part, Diesel had been doing really good with this drill up to this point. He was still a bit stiffer, and sometimes I would have to get after him to keep the pace we were going. But overall, I was happy with the progress we were making with this drill. On this particular day, you would have thought we had never done this drill before, ever. When I picked up on my inside rein, he actually pulled his nose the other way, pushed his shoulder into the circle, stopped all forward motion, and threw his head in the air. I would release my inside rein and ask him to go forward instead and try again. Same thing. I asked for a bit of a larger circle with less bend, and he would do that just fine. I would ask for a small circle in the same manner, but just at a walk instead of a jog, and he would do it perfect. But as soon as I asked for a small circle at a jog, everything went wrong. I had no idea what was going on, and it was very frustrating. Was he just being belligerent? That is the last thing that I want to assume. I do not want to assume that my horse is trying to cause trouble. like horses don't think like that. So there's no point in me even that thought crossing my mind. You know, horses, for the most part, they want to please. They just don't have the mental capacity to think, well, I'm not going to do that because I want to piss you off. Like, horses don't think like that. Was he not working for me because I was cueing him wrong? I didn't think that was the case. I felt like I was cueing him exactly the way I always had up to that point in all of our previous rides. It was hard to think that my riding would have changed so much overnight that all of a sudden this would all be falling apart. Was he in some way hurt? Was it physically uncomfortable for him to perform the maneuver? I thought that could potentially be the case, but I kind of questioned that as well because he was willing and able to do every single other thing that I asked of him to do that day. But I did not want to rule out the possibility that he was somehow hurting and that the combination of those movements just was causing issues for him. So I moved on from the drill without solving the issue. I did not end on a good note like people say you should. I just went and did something else, ended on a good note with that other thing, and called it a day. It was very confusing and frustrating. Why would something relatively simple and something we have already done over and over cause such an issue? I remember I have a riding log, like a physical riding log, where I write down everything that I do with my horses. And I remember that night writing in my riding log, just like, I almost wanted to cry because it was just, it was like, what is going on? What is going on? The next day, I was very hesitant to try that drill again. I was like, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again. Especially, like, just, I don't want to touch it. So I warmed him up. I did a few other things. And then we tried the drill. And you know what happened? He did what I asked with no issue. Like, it was perfect. It was a huge relief for me. And it showed me that, one, well, I guess he's not sore. And two, that yes, we're able to do this drill and we didn't just all of a sudden lose that skill. Horses, just like people, have off days every now and then. And that day prior had apparently been an off day for Diesel. Let him have it. It's okay. And that's what makes horse training so hard. We are dealing with living, breathing animals that have good days and they have bad days. They have days where they feel good and days where they would just rather hang out in the pasture. There are days where they're super fresh and days when they make you feel like you're riding a mule who doesn't want to move fast at all. They get hurt, they have aches, they have pains. And that's one thing, like that day when Diesel was not working for me, maybe he was sore. Maybe the day before that, I just happened to do something with him and he was feeling it the next day. It's no different than you having a workout and then going to the gym the next day, you feel sore. Like that very well could have been the case for him. So, and on top of all of this, horses are flight animals who have natural instincts to run or otherwise react first and ask questions later. And on top of that, I'm riding a horse who is only 3 years old, which is basically the equivalent of trying to teach an early middle school child. They don't have the longest attention span. They require a lot of consistent, repetitive training, and you know, sometimes they do have attitude. Like, Diesel definitely does. He has enough mental capacity to have an attitude sometimes. So, there's that. For those of you who don't know, I'm a public accountant, and you know, that's my day-to-day job. I work on corporate files, I prepare corporate personal tax returns. All of those things require me to sit at a desk for long periods of time using my brain rather than my body, which that was what my daddy told me. He's like, I want you to use your brain and not your back to earn a paycheck. Check that box. So, but that couldn't be further away from training a horse, which is extremely physical and requires you to be highly attuned to not only your body, but also your horse's body. Since I got Diesel in May, there have been several occasions where the idea of sending him away for some professional training has crossed my mind. I'm sure I could send him somewhere and he would come back further ahead than if I were to just keep plugging away with him. It would be no different than if someone tried to do up their own tax return versus me doing their tax return. I've seen and done so many tax returns at this point that I can, and sometimes do, basically do them in my sleep. Like, I do not need to think very hard to do those things. It takes me no time at all to prepare most tax returns. In a similar way, a professional horse trainer has seen a pile of horses. They know the tricks and time savers to get a horse from green colt to finished performance horse. Yes, some are better than others, but for the most part, yes. One thing in particular that I really want to finally achieve with Diesel is to be able to do consistent flying lead changes. I'm sure if I sent him away, they could have him doing that in no time. And it's very tempting for me to do that. Call up whichever trainer here in Alberta, tell them that that's what I want done on him, trailer him over there, let them deal with him for a month or two, and then get him back ready for me to do all the flying lead changes that I want. Is that tempting? Yes. Is that what I plan to do? No. As nice as it would be to just have a finished horse that I can go to the horse shows with, that's not really what I want. I love the training process. Even if I'm slow at it, I really, really enjoy it. And I know that it's going to be 100 times more gratifying when I'm able to teach Diesel all those things myself. That's not to say that we won't get help along the way in the form of like lessons or clinics, but I want to be the one in the saddle. I want to be the one teaching Diesel. On YouTube, I watch quite a few of Amelia Newcomb's videos. She's a professional dressage rider, and oftentimes she has said that dressage is hard and it takes a long time. Reining is no different. Some people say it takes 2 years to make a reining horse. I would probably argue it takes even longer. Sure, they might be able and ready to show and whatnot after 2 years of training, but I would argue they're not solid. I would argue that it takes at least another year or two before they are really finished. Diesel, I know, is going to take longer. When I got Diesel, he was already behind the eight ball. Like I said, he definitely had a great start, but he did not have the consistent riding to have him to the point where he was at the same point that other three-year-olds would be at this stage in the game. So he was behind when I got him, at least in terms of maturity timelines and whatnot. Add to that, that now me as a non-pro am training him, This is going to be a multi-year process. That's a tiny bit discouraging that, you know, I started out this year hoping to find some sort of finished horse that I could immediately start showing on. But like when I was doing my search for a horse, like people were buying horses like crazy. And just, I was flat out told, it's going to be very hard to find a non-pro reining horse like you're looking for. But I am in no way sorry that I bought Diesel. Not even the slightest. As I said, I love the training process. And even if I have days like the one I described earlier, the good days where things finally start to feel like they're clicking outweigh those harder days tenfold. And those harder days just make me appreciate the good days that much more. And I'm not in a hurry at all either. I have no plans for Diesel to be a futurity horse or even a derby horse. I would be more than happy if he just ends up being an open non-pro horse that I can proudly say that I finished. Like that people just, he's a horse that people are jealous that I own. You know, that would be cool. God willing, Diesel and I will have years and years together. There's no need to rush things or, you know, get impatient. We're on our own timeline, and that's more than okay with me. I have to remind myself now and then that I'm a non-pro. I do this for fun. Adding time pressure makes this whole thing very stressful. And I know for certain that my horse, he can pick up when I'm feeling stressed or anxious. Like even today, I had a really busy day. And so I got to the barn later than usual. So I kind of like walked into the barn really fast, walked over to Diesel to get his halter on really fast, like led him to the barn really fast. Like I could just, and Diesel 100% picked up on that. He started acting antsy too. And I just had to be like, okay, slow down. He picks up on those things. I want Diesel and I to be partners that enjoy spending time together. And I want to work as a team. Yes, horse training is hard and it's not a linear progression from green colt to finished horse, but that's what makes it fun and rewarding. And honestly, there is no reason that someone like me can't figure this out. There are endless resources that I can draw from to get the job done. I can hire a trainer if I so choose. I can go to clinics, I can get lessons, I can read books, I can watch YouTube videos, I can enroll in an online course, I can ask questions in a forum or in Facebook groups, I can listen to podcasts. There are so many ways to learn about horse training. Sure, things can get a little confusing because everyone seems to do things a little bit different, but I have found that if I pick up some advice here and there and go through some trial and error, it is all figure outable. And horses are so forgiving. They don't know whether you're Andrea Fapani or some non-pro who just likes to play with horses in their spare time. You just need to be patient, be consistent, learn as much as you can, and when you are feeling stuck, ask for help. It may not be the quickest route to Destination X, but you'll get there. And I guess I'm kind of talking to myself in that sense. Like, I will get there. We will get there. Horse training is hard, but we will get there. And that is where I'm going to end it today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said in the beginning, if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. I would really love if someone would leave a review. That would That would make my day. If you're listening to this, could you please leave a review? That would just be fantastic. So I will leave it there. One thing I will say, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I'm sure I have. I have a YouTube channel. I posted episode 7 this week, I think. I've been releasing episodes every Wednesday. And if you just go on YouTube and search Rainer Life, R-E-I-N-E-R, Rainer Life, two words, it should pop up. Yeah, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.